Reishnut Zayin Sitches. Af al pishu buta, lahashis kateira al kabekira sheish bo gecholim, af yadrachus in his par of the seven Reishnut Kibbal. Even though we learned before, you're allowed to put the pot on the fire if it's on the plech, and all the other conditions we learned over there. In Mulechus of the Godim, Avish of the Godim in a Mosif in Hevel Machmas Atzvam, the Hogan Machmas Eishis Tachtei Mosif Hevel. If you put something on a hot plate or on a plech, you're not allowed to cover, grab it with a blanket and some other type of covering that covers all around the pot. Because that's Atmana, even though the blanket is not Mosif Hevel, but since it's on the heat source and it makes Atmana and the heat comes from the bottom, that's also considered Atmana on something that adds heat. Umil says, Mechaber, but Kol Zubinin She'ein Abgodim Dogim B'Kdeir. Abi she'ish tachter, kim she'ina oisa tach at mona shor. The only time it's also is if the covering is wrapped around the pots, like they have these snug fitting coverings. But if it's not snugly around the pots, as we'll see soon, even though there's a covering around the pot, it's permitted. Therefore, he says this example, Eicha, Shemamed, Deira, Gavi, Kira, or Koifach. He puts his pot on top of the stove that has coals on the bottom. Then Shule Agadeira Nogim Cholim. According to the Mechaber, if the pot is directly sitting on the coals, it is also. We learned before that we paskin that even if it's partially in the Gecholim, it's alright, as long as it's not fully in the Gecholim, or at least the majority of the height of the pot is not in the Gecholim, it is permitted. A cold bottom in such a case is considered shiri. So once again, according to halacha, if you have a pot sitting on coals or even slightly dead in the coals, it's mutter as long as you ketubah, you put the ashes on them, or in our case, if you put something on the plech, it's all right. Now you have a small pot and you cover there with a much larger pot. She'ena nogea b'sidak teira, and that pot's not touching the pot which is on the fire. And also, the godim al oisik lirocha. So what you have now is you have a pot on the plech, and then you put a larger pot upside down on that pot, and then you throw the larger pot completely with clothing, towels, blankets, and the like. It's mutter. Why? The kivin she'ena begodim l'sunim el al oisik lirocha, she'ena nogea b'sidak teira, enkarat mono. Since these garments and blankets are not directly touching the pot that is being heated, the touch of the pot which is around it, that is not derech hatmona, it is permitted. You're allowed to put a raw pot into an oven, as long as you put a piece of raw meat in it so that you don't have the problem of shihia. As long as it's not on the cholim, or according to the way we pass it, embedded in the cholim, even though the mouth of the tanner is covered up with begodim, because once again, the begodim are not covering the pot, they're covering the tanner. Even shena begodim, nogim mikdeira, lavat mona, even shori. As long as the begodim are not touching the pot, it's not at mona, it's permitted. It says there are more, but mona shoris and vedina is able. Atmana they don't in those days, they had a big oven, and tochim atana with it, and then they seal off the opening of the tana with some type of cement, plaster, as permitted the kulei amma, because once again, atana is not atmana. Mitzvah l'hatman l'shabbos k'deishu yogel l'chaman l'shabbos. It's a mitzvah to do this type of atmana or any other way of heating up food from before Shabbos so that it remains hot on Shabbos morning. That is covered in Oynag Shabbos to prepare it in the fashion that you have had food on Shabbos. Someone says, I want to be machmer and they don't hold food on Shabbos. Because someone wants to be machmer, we are concerned there is some form of apikosis to this person.